From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Allstate has decided that California is just a bit too risky. The state's third largest insurance company says it will stop writing new homeowners policies in California starting July 1st. Here to chat about that decision is Marketplace's Janet Babin. Hi, Janet.
Hey, Alex.
Interesting timing here. This announcement comes the same week as two major wildfires break out in Southern California. Any connection?
Well, who in California couldn't notice the timing on this one, Alex? Allstate makes the announcement when you guys are suffering through some of the worst fires in decades, as you know all too well. An Allstate spokesman said that the move was to help control its catastrophe exposure in California because the state is always prone to wildfires and earthquakes. But the decision was probably made before the fires that are burning out there now. And the company has done this elsewhere before. It doesn't offer earthquake insurance anymore, and it doesn't write new homeowners policies in Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, New Jersey, or in parts of New York.
I have to say, this was one of those headlines that certainly got my attention. I own a home in California. Guess who my insurance carrier is? What's going to happen to folks like me?
You're okay. The decision so far won't affect current customers of Allstate's or people who get their car insurance from the company. That's for now. But I mean, in the past, Allstate has terminated thousands of its customers in places like Florida and elsewhere. So as you can imagine, this decision not going over big with consumer groups. I spoke with Bob Hunter. He's director of insurance with the Consumer Federation of America. And he wants California legislators to pass some sort of anti-cherry picking legislation so that the company can't come back into California when times are good and it can't pick and choose what it's going to cover.
I mean, if they don't write new homeowners insurance, why should they be able to write new auto insurance in California? Auto insurance is grossly profitable out there.
Hunter says consumers need to pick an insurance company that sort of stays with them through the bad times. But I also spoke with Bob.
In some states, it's simply too much exposure for the premium that they're allowed to charge or for the reinsurance that they can buy. And so they have no other alternative in many cases but to scale back their exposure in order to preserve their ability to pay claims when a major event does occur in the future.
And that was Bob Hartwig. He's with the trade group Insurance Information Institute, and he's defending Allstate's decision. He says, you know, they're doing it to protect current customers.
Janet, real quickly, what about other states? How are they responding to this?
Florida is a state that's done something about this, Alex. The state is fighting back. Lawmakers in Florida this week extended a rate freeze, and they made it easier for people to join a state-run insurance pool.
Thanks so much, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.